Welcome to World Ocean Radio.
I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Perhaps the best-known campaign in support of sustainable ocean resources has been the 30-year protest by Greenpeace International against commercial whaling. In Australia, Brazil, Chile, Peru, Iceland, Spain, Norway, and Russia, and most dramatically in Japan, against the Japanese fleet that has used the loophole for, quote, scientific research, unquote, in the International Whaling Commission regulations to hunt for years with impunity minke whales in the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary in Antarctica. Several recent events point to the strong possibility that at last that harvest will be curtailed. Following the election last year of a new government in Japan, a spending review committee was appointed to cut wasteful programs across the board, and in its preliminary report recommended the revocation of the generous annual tax-generated subsidy to the Overseas Fisheries Corporation Fund, which provides loans to the Institute for Cetacean Research, the agency that operates the whaling fleet's so-called research program. The Institute's annual budget is estimated at US $90 million, of which $10 million is subsidy, and the balance is earned by the sale of whale meat, a delicacy for many Japanese, on the open market. The program has produced little scientific research, nor, over the last several years, have the loans been repaid. Greenpeace abandoned its famous on-the-water protests against the whaling fleet in 2008 to concentrate on a public relations campaign in Japan and worldwide, building consumer pressure, revealing the actual costs, and exposing the corruption and scandals associated with the whaling industry in Japan. Last year, two activists, Junichi Sato and Toro Suzuki, sparked a domestic debate in Japan when they revealed a widespread corruption scheme in the government-supported program. They set off a backlash from powerful interests and found themselves arrested for stealing whale meat that they had been presented to the police as evidence of an alleged embezzlement involving bureaucrats and commercial interests. Junichi and Toru were arrested with TV cameras rolling. On the same day, police raided the Greenpeace offices and seized supporter lists, documents, and computer disks in an attempt to intimidate the effort and counter the campaign. Junichi and Toru still await trial and face up to 10 years in prison. More than 70% of Japanese do not support the whaling program. This fact, coupled to the subsidy costs, lack of revenues, and growing damage to Japan's international reputation, has generated public awareness and support for a change among the public, the business press, and the new government. Of all the attempts to attract public interest to ocean issues, perhaps the whale as symbol has been the most effective. Opponents speak derogatorily of ocean conservationists as, quote, whale lovers. The Free Willy campaign captured popular imagination and interest in the anti-whaling movement. Even today, Mystic Seaport Museum is packaging the possible voyage of its maritime heritage icon, the Charles W. Morgan, a whaler from New Bedford, as a journey of, quote, reparation to the thousands of whales killed in the 19th century by the American fleet off Cape Cod and around the world to produce oil for lanterns and whalebone for corsets and ambergris for perfume. Whale strandings continue to capture our attention and the public continues to respond. For those for whom the viability of whales in the world ocean matters, a salute to Greenpeace's perseverance and success is here offered.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.